This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. ICANN is Jersey's only sight loss charity, which has been going since 1886. Prior to 2015, ICANN was known as Jersey Blind Society. The charity supports anyone and everyone with a visual impairment through activities, social clubs, daily living support, wellbeing support and mobility support. I'm speaking to Mark Cockshall, who is the Chief Executive of ICANN. Hi Mark, how are you today? Thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi Jennifer, thanks very much and it's really nice to talk to you and thanks very much for giving us an opportunity at ICANN to talk more about our work.
Can you tell me how many members ICANN has more or less and how people can access your services?
So ICANN currently has 508 clients on our membership list, if you like. I say clients because even defining clients and members, we found quite challenging recently. And defining clients is more important to make sure that our services remain more inclusive and not just limited to the quite limited elements of what our membership definition gives within our constitution. We support 508 on the books. We actually support many, many more than that. We run a voucher scheme, which is funded by ICANN to offer every child under the age of 12 in Ireland to be able to obtain a pair of spectacles. We provide £150 per year to do that. So in terms of the people that we support, it's much broader than just the clients that we know and understand that are currently on our books. And of course, we also give general advice out to many people that just call us from day to day. We fund an ECLO arrangement. So we have an ECLO working within the government team and ICANN funds that. We see many referrals come in through referrals from loved ones, family members, professional referrals. We do an awful lot of outreach work to make sure that our services are understood. And as you covered already, I think, is that we provide a range of services which include not limited to advocacy and support, adaptive living, technical equipment provisions, orientation and mobility, financial support, and then social activities 3 days a week.
Can you touch upon some of the social clubs, activities and the outings that you have on Mondays which members can get involved in?
So the more familiar activities that ICANN lays on, if you like, is art provisions on a Tuesday and a Wednesday at our centre in St Martin's in Jersey. And Thursday is a big social event where we would lay on a number of activities, really, which include games, entertainment, maybe a local musician would come in. We provide cooked lunches on the Thursday, and all of that is provided free of charge by the charity in support of our clients. We are really trying hard to grow out some of those activities. So our business plan for 3 years, which started last year, is very much about growing out those activities, listening to our clients to understand what they want. And to, I guess, typify that, we have recently done some boxing exercises. Monday specifically, we've grown out a partnership arrangement with another local charity called Jersey Cheshire Homes to do swimming. And that's been supported by a grant scheme called Connect Me. It's been very successful. So those swimming activities, again, are giving opportunities to people that are telling us that they've not had the opportunity to do for 20 years. And we've started also some cycling on Fridays with another partner charity called Move More under the guise of Jersey Sport, which again, members can enjoy cycling in tandem or on unadapted cycles in order to enjoy experiences that they perhaps have not had the opportunity to have done for several years. We also do outbound social activities with some of the local hospitality pubs and clubs in order to give members outings and enjoy some time out away from Westley Centre. And again, we're trying to grow our activities, as I mentioned earlier, which include cooking provisions. So life skills and providing some equipment for people to be able to cook some basic meals for themselves and also to vary the times that we offer some of these activities to make sure that we are being as inclusive as we possibly can.
Can you tell me more about the joint project between Guernsey Blind Association and St Martin's regarding mobility training and how this all started?
So this has been a great project for us. I took up post in July of 2023 and one of the early inquiries I made at national levels to see what accredited training was available to us on Ireland. And you'll probably respect that there are some nuances to working on an offshore environment like Jersey, Guernsey and Isle of Man, which can make it quite difficult really to access services that might ordinarily be available to some of our regional and national counterparts. We've got a Rovi on Ireland, which for a charity charity of our size we're really fortunate to have, which is supported again through employment through the charity. But what we do realise is that we've got some limitations in terms of wider capability and capacity should anything happen with our Rovi, really, and to support that quite isolated post. We were put in contact with a partner that delivers training in the UK, which was able to bespoke tailor a course for Jersey. As I reached out to Guernsey and Isle of Man to see if they would be willing and enthusiastic to join us on a training initiative, and helpfully they were. So now we have 5 delegates running through an orientation and mobility training. We have an accredited trainer who's travelling to both Jersey and Isle of Man, and then the 3 islands are working very well to share experiences on that training journey up until September of 2025. And at the end of that, we will hopefully have 5 accredited members of staff between the 3 charities that will be able to support each other with further enhanced orientation and mobility skills.
Can you tell me more about the young clients and the activities that you have planned in order to gain more outreach?
So in 2024, we really developed a piece of work with our colleagues in education through government to get a better understanding of need within Jersey's community around young people living with sight loss. I was astounded by the number, in fact, and we have 54 young families living on island that are all living in some shape or form with sight loss. And working with education, we've been able to work out towards those families using the connections for education to engage and better understand the needs of those families. We haven't connected with all families yet, but it's certainly growing as I think the confidence and understanding about what ICANN is here to do and support. So we reached out with some survey work to understand what those clients needed. That's really informed some of the activities that we've laid on now. So we've hosted during 2024 some family days, obviously Christmas, and some very bespoke social events around Christmas for young people. We're doing activities with a partner charity called Healing Waves, which is about sea. Obviously, when the climate's a little bit warmer in the sea and in a local pool during the winter months. And plans for 2025 include doing some life skills, so some cooking classes, and to really just give a greater level of independence to some of those young people as they grow through and into their teens. So there's loads to look forward to, actually, with this. And the partnership arrangement with education has been fantastic. It's been recognised, in fact, through an event that we hold on island called Embrace the Difference as a good example of partnership. And it's something that we really want to, and we're very energised to do a lot more to make sure that we consider those young people and the services that we provide.
If anyone would like to contact ICANN, how can they do this?
Well, anybody can call us on our telephone number, which is 01534 864 689. Our email address is info@icann.je, and our website is www.icann.je.
Thanks, Mark, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio today.
Thank you, Jennifer. Really, really appreciate you reaching out to Jersey. I appreciate we've got some differences of working in such a small jurisdiction. It's really nice to be able to share some of our work. Thank you.